Right now, you are going to meet someone, and his name is Gary Epler. He is an associate clinical professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and author of more than 100 scientific papers, recognized yearly in the Best Doctors in America. Dr. Epler has been a consultant for the Boston Celtics, a hospital chief of medicine, and member of the staff. He's earned his MD from Tulane University School of Medicine and a master's degree in public health for Harvard University. And he is going to talk with us this morning about something that you don't hear that much about, but is very, very important. How young is too young for a stroke? Doctor, we are honored to have you on our radio broadcast this morning.
Well, it's fantastic being here. Is this Brad or Paul?
This is Brad.
Brad, fantastic. No, it's great, great to be here, and we really need to talk about stroke today, and especially strokes at younger age from this Luke Perry, this tragic event.
What is the when I read about this and I talked with Paul, my partner, about it, it just shocked me in a way, you know. How young is too young to have a stroke?
Well, Brad, I must say I was the same way, and especially a friend of mine at workout said he was not only young, he looked healthy, he was thin, I was shocked, but it can happen. And the reason is there's three types of strokes. The first one is an aneurysm, and that's if an aneurysm is a weakness of the blood vessel and it breaks and bleeds into the brain. The second one is a blood clot that goes into the brain, and that's often from the heart. And the heart is in atrial fibrillation and develops a clot, and up it goes to the brain. And the third one is from high blood pressure and just literally bleeding into the brain or from trauma. And so those are the big three causes of strokes.
Now, when we talk about age, is there a critical age that you got to be really, really worried, or is there? Can you have it any time?
Well, you can. Certainly, an aneurysm. Those are usually run in families and genetic, and that can occur in teenage years, in 20s. The key is there is somehow if it's detected, get it fixed. The other thing about an aneurysm is minutes count, and that leads us to what are the symptoms of a stroke, and the main symptom is slurred speech, acute onset slurred speech. And the second one is kind of a haziness in their eyes, and just sort of looked out, spaced out, and then they may have a weakness or something of that sort. And if this happens in your restaurant or your friends or your family, call 911, because every minute counts. Like with an aneurysm, they can get fixed.
You know, I never realized that there were so many people who had strokes. And is it also part of what they eat? I read a book one time that said that many of the foods can cause strokes. Is that true or not?
Well, it is, and the reason is indirectly. The most common type of stroke is what we call high blood pressure stroke, and that's bleeding into the brain from high blood pressure. And high blood pressure, 90% of the time, certainly it does occur in families, but so many percent of the time it's just simply from nutrition and eating too many foods that are harmful. And those three foods that are harmful cause inflammation. And one of them is added sugar to foods, added salt to foods, and processed omega-6 fats. Those three things added. It's not the natural occurring ones, but it's the added ones that cause inflammation, end up causing hypertension, causing a stroke.
Gary Epler, who is associate clinical professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. You know, when you stop to think about some of the things that we ourselves can do to take care of ourselves, there are many things that we can do to take care of the stroke situation.
Brad, that's the bottom line, exactly that. And in the book, in my new book, Alive with Life, I have 15 elements that if you can follow those 15 elements, not only are you not going to have a stroke, but it'll prevent diabetes, prevent heart disease, and even prevent cancer. And it's all through nutrition, sleep, exercise, and many other things.
And we can get your book now, of course.
Yes, it's on Gary Epler, EPLER.com. You can get it through the site, and I'll sign one and send it off to you, or get it through Amazon.
That's right. The best doctors in America. Dr. Epler, it's great having you here, and I know how busy you are, but this whole situation, I was just reading about strokes, and I didn't believe some of the stuff, but I do now, I'll tell you that.
Well, Brad, the thing is, that's the reality, but there's so many things we can do, and not only prevent strokes, but prevent so many of these diseases, and it allows us to live a phenomenal life. I mean, a life filled up with high energy and creativity, and the other thing, it lets us live a life with extraordinary people. Extraordinary people like you, Brad, what can I say?
Well, thank you, but again, I was waiting to talk with you, and it's the background that you have. I can't wait to get the book.
All right, that's great.
Thank you, my friend, and we'll speak again, I know.
That sounds good, Brad.
God
bless.
Have
a great day.
You bet.
Bye.